Shalom, Mr. Naja. Next episode of Soto Brotherhood, Rugrat Empire, all the above. All right, hearken specifically on the Basotho way, the righteous rulership of the earth at this moment, because it's very apparent to me that it's become very important that we develop ourselves as a nation very quickly, because the other nation on the face of the earth, they've already done this. And they're looking at us as if we can't defend ourselves now, that we can't fend for ourselves, we can't protect ourselves. So in this day and age, they're going to begin to do what they want to us. Once again, this is the Naja, this is from the desk of the Naja. This is the podcast where we look at all the pertinent political, economic information to us building ourselves as a nation. Because we can't understand the lowly politics of this earth, of this country, by the end of this earth, there's no way we can understand the politics that's going to take to rule this earth and to rule the other things in this galaxy that we're destined to rule. The name of this podcast, Sovereignty and Self-Determination. Sovereignty and Self-Determination. We see in Mark 10, 21, the Messiah talking to a young man. Mark 10 in general, we see the Messiah talking to a young man. Christ, what I got to do to get into the kingdom? Christ says, listen, keep the commandments. The young man said, I'm an Israelite, sir. I kept those commandments from birth. I've been doing this. Verse 21, Christ tells him, well, sell all you have and give to the poor. The young man gets sad. He has great possessions. So he says, listen, I cannot sell all that I have and give that to the poor. I can't do it. So he walks away. Let me tell you what we're going to have to do in this day and age. We're going to have to sell all that we have and give to the poor. Why? Because we must build a community in which everyone is the same. Everyone is one body. Everyone has a different job, but everyone is one body. And a Essene type of community. If you do your research on the Essenes, the group that was here that Christ was not necessarily a complete member of, but the group that got Christ and helped take care of him, helped push his message out. These Essenes, they had communities. Inside of these communities, you had farmers. You had teachers of the law. You had people that studied our religions to figure out which religions were the most similar to ours. Which beliefs, I don't want to say religions, which beliefs were similar to ours, which ones had pieces of us in them. You had people that made clothes. You had people that were responsible for nothing but defense. Everyone had a specific job within the community, and they did their specific job within the community very well because they weren't focused on the next man. If your job was security, you weren't out here trying to teach nobody nothing because we have teachers for that. If your job was to take care of the kids, we don't need you hunting because we have somebody that can hunt for us. If your job is to hunt, we don't need you in the gardens. We have farmers. If your job is to take care of the herd, your rancher, your herder, right? We don't need you trying to rule because you're not a ruler. You're not in the ruling class. That's not what you do. Not to say you're any less than anyone else. Everyone is equal, but everyone has a job. And every job is equal as important. So you sell all you have, you give to the poor, and we put that money into the community, and the community can help the poor. That's the goal. That was the goal of this Essene community. We have to create one of these communities in the West. That means in the United States, on this side of the hemisphere, so we can get there quickly. But we also have to create one in the East, because we have to return to the East, as the scripture tells us, because the Messiah will return in the East. If the Messiah returns in the East, we need to be in the East. The Bible tells us that we are to return to the East. And again, my Instagram is at Najat Melchizedek. If I'm speaking a lie, DM me and tell me I'm a liar. Because let the word of God be true and every man be a liar. These Essene type of communities are completely and utterly necessary. There is no other way that we as a people can create a nation. Why? Because we've been subjected to the most oppressive government in the history of the world. Why is it the most oppressive government in the history of the world? Not because of the things that they do. That's not what makes it so oppressive. What makes this nation so oppressive is how they do it. They have begun to hide it from you. We as a people are more oppressed today than we were in 1820. Because in 1820, I knew for a fact I was a slave. But I knew for a fact that I stood on the side of the slaves, and I knew what side of the ship everybody else was on. Now they blurred the lines. I do not know what side of the ship anyone is on. The ones who are not on my side are telling me they are. And the ones who are on my side are being bastardized, and the media are telling them, are telling you they're not on your side. We as a people have failed. In 1940, between 1940 and 1980, 1970, you had every nation around the face of the earth fighting for one thing. This beautiful thing called self-determination. The right to rule yourselves. The right to prove we have the greatest nation on the face of the earth. That we can govern ourselves very well. And we can make a life for our people that's very good. And we can defend ourselves against your tyranny very well. In the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, some of the 1970s, while every nation around the face of the earth, every melanated nation around the face of the earth are fighting for that self-determination. They're fighting to kick out the British, and they're fighting to kick out the French and the American and the Spanish, and they're saying, get the hell on away from me. Because this is Ghana, or this is Nigeria, or this is wherever we are, and we can handle this situation ourselves. We don't need you to handle this situation. We need you to get the hell out and move the hell on. In the United States, we were saying exactly the opposite. We want civil rights. Mr. White Man, can you please be nice to us? Mr. White Man, can I please shop at your store? Mr. White Man, if at all possible, can you try to treat me as your equal? Not can I go out and prove myself to not only be your equal, but to be greater than you, Mr. White Man. No, no, I don't want that. I want you just to treat me as your equal. Can you please let me spend my money at your store? Can you please, Mr. White Man, let me eat at your restaurant? Can you please, Mr. White Man, let my kids come to your let my kids come to your school? See, the spirit that flows within me, it's a sovereign spirit. It's not the spirit of a peasant. It's the spirit of a sovereign. It's the spirit of a people that says, no man can tyrannize me for any reason, because the Most High God of Israel said that we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. The Most High God of Israel said that we are gods. And this is ours to rule. That's what the Most High God of Israel said. And let him be the truth and every man be a liar. We will not stand for this any longer. So we must build our communities up in a small fashion first, in a fashion that deals with the essentials first. Food, clothing, housing, water, defense. That's it. If your career objective is not focused on food, housing, clothing, water, defense, change it. Because what the nation needs right now, what the nation is going to need for the next 10 years, are those things. And teaching and leadership. So if you're not focused on any one of those things, and herbal medicine, if you're not focused on any one of those things, get the hell on. Because you're not part of the body. You're not fighting for what we need as a whole. You're fighting for what you want as an individual. We don't need any GDIs in this nation. Because the time is past for games and for fun and for playing and for video game developers and for Instagram models. It's coming, it's gone. We don't need that anymore. If we haven't built the wealth yet, we're not going to build it, because Babylon is falling and becoming the habitation of devils. Now is the time to become self-sustainable, to get some self-determination, and to build yourselves up as a nation. But we do this following the Essene model. A community that handles itself within itself, completely self-sustainable. If you put something into the community, you get something out. There is no funds here. We have no need for the exchange of funds in our community. Why? Because if you teach my kids, if I'm a hunter, I'm going to make sure you eat. And if you make sure I eat, I'm going to teach your kids. If you as a leader, make sure we're safe from the outside world and make sure the community is operating at its peak potential, I'm going to make sure you eat. I'm going to make sure your kids are taught well. If you as a man who is defending our borders with your life every day, I'll make sure that you and your wife and your kids are fed. I'll make sure that your kids are educated. And I'll make sure that you're clothed nicely and you have a house to lay your head in. Not because you paid me for them, but because you as an individual have value to this community. As well as I have value to this community. The community will gain strength. Because we are all on the same page. Because we're all on the same mission. We're all striving to show ourselves as the greatest civilization to ever step foot on the earth. We are all the bride trying to make herself ready for the groom that is coming. We are all trying to prepare ourselves. But when the Messiah comes back, he says, look, I gave you this talent. What did you do with it? And we're all able to say, listen, Most High, we all put our talents together. We built a nation, a great nation. And so now you have the opportunity, Messiah. Even though you could have came back and put the whole world under your subjection, Messiah, for all you did for us, we wanted to make it a little easy for you. So we don't put 10% of the world in our subjection. We got Southern Africa. All we have the Equatorial Guinea, Nigeria, Uganda. We got that shit locked off. It's yours. It's a sacrifice to you. And then we kneel before the king and we take the rest of the earth under our subjection. True sovereignty comes when the people can be self-deficient, self-sufficient, and have self-determination. No man that does not have Israelite blood in their body can rule us, can be a tyrant over us. No man that does not have the power of the Most High God coursing through his veins can rule us. No man that is not a son of God can rule us, because we are the sons of God. Ahaya, my father. But see, some of us, this is the problem we'll come into. When we come get to him, we say, listen, step one, the Essene community west, nation of Hephzibah west. Beulah land west. We need you to come out here to Wyoming and go in the forest and help us build a nation. No more Walmart, no more McDonald's, no more convenience stores. We need you to come, and the only thing that you're going to have the ability to do is work and serve our nation. We have fun on the Sabbaths. Because for 2 or 3 years, we're going to be doing nothing but work. We're taking the feast days off, and other than that, we work until it's hurting. In the wilderness with nothing. They ain't got running. We got to go set up our own running water. We got to go set up our own sewage. We got to do it all because we don't want no man to say they did X, Y, Z for us. We don't want no man like in West Africa. When the French left West Africa, when we told the French, we don't want to be on your system anymore. You know what they did to the sewage that they built in West Africa? They pumped cement into it. They pumped cement into the sewage that we built and what that they built in West Africa. So we want no man to be able to stake any claim to what we've done. So would you be willing to go into that wilderness for 2 or 3 years and to work your fingers to the bone for sovereignty for the rest of your life, for sovereignty for your kids and your kids and your kids' kids? Because if you're not, then you don't deserve the sovereignty in itself. You stay here and you stay tyrannized and don't call anyone else and say, listen, they're doing this to me or they're doing that to me, because no one's going to give a damn why, because you had the opportunity to get the hell away. But because you wanted to be in the part of that system, now you got to partake in their punishment. Now you got to partake in their sins. Now you're still a part of Babylon, and you got to deal with the beast that's wroth with the woman and the woman's seed. And you are the woman's seed, so the beast is wroth with you, but you want to stay in the beast's house because the beast gave you Walmart, because the beast gave you a convenience store. Because it's fun to stay in the beast's house. It's fun. It's fun, guys. You know, I go to Walmart. I'm going to Wild Adventures tomorrow, and I'm going to Six Flags. You know, I got to go to Walmart after this because I need some tissue paper. All right, I'm going home and read a movie or two. But nothing's wrong with that right now, but you have to be ready on the day that the day comes to drop everything, sell all that you have, and give to the poor. Sell all that you have and come join this great community. Sell it all and bring those tithes into the storehouse. Bring the offering into the storehouse and let's build. The bride must make herself ready. Revelation 19 and 7 tells us that the wedding is now because the groom has come and the bride has made herself ready. That means the Messiah is not coming to save us if we haven't done anything to save ourselves. That means the Messiah is not coming to save us if we haven't done anything to save ourselves, if we haven't built any resemblance of a nation, if we haven't taken all the power, all the smarts, all the brains that the Most High God gave us and built even the smallest inkling of a nation, what makes you think Christ coming back to save that? For what? Why? The disciples asked the Messiah, is this the time that you come to restore Israel? The Messiah is thinking, no man knows the day nor the hour, but you can restore Israel now. You can begin to restore Israel now. Do it the Maccabees did. Or do it the way Daniel did it. Use force or use wit. I don't care. But restore the nation. Do it the way Ezra did it. Do it the way Nehemiah did it. I don't care how you get it done, but get it done. Restore my nation to its proper sovereignty, and I'm on my way. It's the reason that Judea was left standing, that Judah, Benjamin, Levi, that they were left in that southern kingdom, and they weren't already taken into captivity as well. Why? Because the Messiah needed to be born into a nation. Just like now, the Messiah needs to be brought back into the midst of a nation. And not in the midst of chaos. Now he has no throne to rule from. So we, as the people of God, must make ourselves ready. We, as the bride of Christ, must make ourselves ready for the groom. In Revelation 18, we see the fall of Babylon. This is before the wedding of the Lamb and the Bride. We see the fall of Babylon. Babylon has fallen and become the habitation of devils. This tells us we still have time as a community to do the work, because Babylon has not completely fallen yet. So we have time as a community to do the work that's necessary to bring about the nation that we need to bring about before the return of the Messiah, before the very end. But Bill Gates, he's not slowing down. This coronavirus, it was meant to bring about a dress rehearsal. Because this is what they assume. Just like with H1N1 in 2009, we might be able to scare them a little bit, but we will not be able to scare them into giving up all of their rights. Oops, Bill Gates was wrong. He was able to scare you with nothing but the news and some bullshit-ass numbers. He was able to scare you to the point where you will give up every right that you have. And as an Israelite in this country, we don't have a lot of, we gave up the right to just take our ass outside. We gave up the one right we fought for in 1960, to go eat in a damn restaurant and go shopping at a store. That's the only thing we done got from this country. And we gave it back. Because Bill Gates wrote an iPad that said we need to quarantine. Let me tell you how science works. They want to say, oh, we need to trust the science. True science, let me tell you how true science works. True science works because I say, I think if you put a tree in a dark room, it'll die. Now, I can't just say that as fact now because I said it because I think so. We have to go put a tree in a dark room and see if it dies. So they tell me the science says that a nationwide, damn near worldwide quarantine is the way that we stop the coronavirus. Where the hell is the science behind that? When are we fucking testing it? Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I get worked up. When have we tested that hypothesis? When have we tested the hypothesis that if we lock everybody inside, it slows down viruses? We've never done it before. So if we've never done it before, how can you call it science? We've never tested it. You skipped the whole second half of the scientific process. We learned this shit in elementary school. But now you're telling me you got these scientists that have been doing it for 30 years and they forgot the scientific process too? They forgot they have to test their hypothesis? They can't just feed it to me as fact and they haven't proven it? But see, we don't care. As long as CNN, MSNBC told us to stay inside and Bill Gates told us to stay inside, he got a lot of money, so we trust him. We don't trust God, we trust science. Hebrews 10:25 tells you what? Forsake not the assembly. All the Christians forgot that, but they love Paul. They love Paul. I love Paul too. They really love Paul. Paul said, forsake not the assembly. The Messiah said in Deuteronomy, when he came down and gave us the law, he said to make sure that we congregate on the Sabbath. Same thing. Paul was just repeating what the Messiah said, but since the Christians like Paul, I give him Paul. I give you what you want. Because the Paul just said what the Messiah said. I just got to make sure you understand. But now we're forsaking, now Christians, they're forsaking this assembly. Not because the Bible says you can forsake assembly because of a virus. Because Bill Gates said that you should. That's why they're forsaking assembly right now. Because Bill Gates said it's okay. Listen, Prince Maduro, his predecessor, bucked on the New World Order, was the newest nation to buck on the New World Order. In about 2000, well, he bucked on the New World Order in about 1980, late 1980s. Nicolas Maduro bucked on the New World Order in 2013 the first time. In 2013, when they bucked the first time, if you can go back, you can go back and look at the news stories. The U.S. Western media is posting all these stories around. Prince Maduro of Asher, down in Venezuela. They're putting all these stories around. Maduro has been overthrown. A new government is being put into place. And then they didn't even retract the stories. They just had to kind of come back and say, well, he hasn't quite been overthrown. You know, he's been more, some of his power has been put into the assembly house. He's still the president. He runs again. I believe this is what, 2018? Yeah, 5-year terms of 2018. He wins again. Gets a higher percentage of the vote than Donald Trump. A higher percentage of the vote than Theresa May. A higher percentage of the vote than Angela Merkel. A higher percentage of the vote than Emmanuel Macron. But he is the leader that needs to be overthrown. Why? Because he refuses to do business by the USD, by the petrodollar. He sells his oil with gold. He sells his oil with infrastructure. You can put it to his country. Whatever you want to use to buy his crude or his something with. So now the United States put trade embargoes on him. No country on the face of the earth, except for the most part, Russia, China, Cuba, and take that chance, can trade with Venezuela because the United States government says so. Why? Because Venezuela bucked on the New World Order. They bucked on the petrodollar. Same reason we bucked on Cuba in 1960. They bucked on the New World Order, so we cut them off. But Cuba's figured out how to make it on their own. We cut Russia off. Russia has figured out how to make it on their own. We cut North Korea off. North Korea, under Kim Jong-un, has figured out how to make it on their own. They told you we don't need no dirty-ass world trade. Keep it. We don't need it. We're fine. You want to try to be a tyrant over us? Fine. We won't allow it. So you see them again now. They've sent American operatives into Venezuela by speed ships by way of Colombia. Two Americans verified, they took pictures of IDs, and the company that sent them, the military contracting company, said, yeah, these are my men. A military contracting company that has heavy ties to Trump's security team, and not Secret Service, but Trump's actual security team, Mar-a-Lago. Trump, he understands that he's going against the New World Order as well. So if you ever see Trump has two sets of security with him at all times. Because by way of the Constitution, he can't refuse the protection by the Secret Service. But it doesn't forbid him from hiring his own protection as well. So that's what Donald Trump does. You won't see that in the news a lot, but Donald Trump has his own protection. That's why he spent so much time at Mar-a-Lago, because he got his own snipers on the roof. Y'all wonder why he golf? Why he spending the weekend golfing? He feels safe at Mar-a-Lago. He knows that the job of the Secret Service is to kill presidents who buck. So he has to keep his own security, securing them from the Secret Service. Anyways, these people have his own security. They're contracted from this company, the same company that sent two of these Americans to Venezuela. You got four Colombians, and they haven't released where the rest of the people are from. But they tried to come in to Colombia. I mean, they tried to come in from Colombia to Venezuela by way of speedboats. They had rifles, thousands of rounds of ammunition, machine guns, everything you need to wage war on a nation. They've admitted that it was an attempt not to necessarily overthrow the government, but to kidnap Nicolas Maduro himself, to kidnap the Prince of Asher. The Venezuelan police, military, and special forces shut it all down. They figured it all out. Same thing in North Korea. North Korea, they pay a doctor that's about to do surgery on Kim Jong-un and say, kill him. Give him too much anesthesia, make him bleed too much, make him hemorrhage. Do whatever you got to do, kill him. Get him dead. Apparently, this doctor went back and just told. And so now Kim Jong-un is fine. He's back out cutting ropes, but the Western media is reporting he's in a coma. He's in a coma. He's in a state of comatose. He's a vegetable. He's very close to death. That's what CNN is reporting. And then next thing you know, you see him outside cutting ribbons and giving speeches. And you're like, what the hell? How he came back from a state of vegetation that quick to the point where he up walking. But they're trying to overthrow the small countries that's left. Then they can just wage all out war on Russia. Because see, if they start waging war on Venezuela, it's going to be a proxy war on Russia. So then you get Russia on a war footing. You get Russia on a war footing, you get Russia amped up for war. They're going to send some troops to Venezuela if you attack Venezuela. They're going to send some troops to Cuba if you attack Cuba. So now you're getting them ready. You're getting them hyped up. What they want to do is be able to overthrow North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, without any war. They want to do it all by overthrowing leaders, taking our leaders, and putting new leaders in place. Because they don't want to get Russia on a war footing. Because they want Russia sleep, and they just want to come boom. They want to sneak them. Okay? But us as a nation, we have to begin to be that next Venezuela, that next Cuba, that next North Korea that says, listen, we're not fuck you. Excuse my language. But yeah, literally, fuck you. I'm sorry. You have to excuse it, but that's just what it is. We will not adhere to your tyranny any longer. We're a sovereign people. We're a people that have self-determination, and we're going to rule ourselves the way that we feel is the correct way to rule. We're not going to listen to what you have to say. Right in closing, we have to make a place in the West, and we have to then begin to invest and make a place for us to go in the East. Not Jerusalem yet, because the Gentiles are still there, and it still has to be destroyed and burned before we can go back and start to rebuild that, before the Messiah can go back and start to rebuild that, and whoever he chooses to help him rebuild that. But we must begin to make ourselves a nation. A nation of people that can defend themselves, that's self-sustainable. All right? The New World Order, the riches, the elites, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Gates, the Turners, the Bundys, Disney's, Zuckerberg's, He's actually a Rothschild. If you go back and do the research, he just used that name so people won't know exactly who he is. But you want to say Zuckerberg? Fine, we can say Zuckerberg. All these guys, they know this is their goal. Out of chaos, order. All right? They want to bring a problem, solution, new world order. Okay? Out of this chaos, we must create our own order. Because if we don't, we're going to have to fall up under their order. So out of this chaos that's coming on right now, and out of the chaos that's to come, we must, as a nation, as Israelites, as the gods of the earth, little g, but still the rulers of the earth, the power of the earth, we must begin to make our own order out of this chaos. Because if we don't, we failed. We've done nothing with the talents that Christ has gave us, and we saw in that parable what's going to happen. He's going to take it away from us. He's going to give it to somebody that will use it. So please, bride, make yourselves ready. We must build a nation, and we must build a nation now. Shalom, this is the Najit. This is from the desk of the Najit. I'm with the Basotho Brotherhood, the Rugrat Way, the Rugrat Empire. So if you nation of Helpsible, if you see one of these things, you know I'm involved. If you don't, I'm probably not. My Instagram is at the Najit Melchizedek, at the Najit Melchizedek. My Twitter is at the Najit. My Facebook is Najit Melchizedek Ben Israel. I have a Facebook page, the Najit Melchizedek. You have more than enough ways to get in touch with me. If you go to my Instagram page, my cell number, my bat phone number is on there. You can get in contact with me. All right? Shalom, gospel to you all. I got a store up now. You can check one of my latest posts. I might even post it. I'll check. If you want to buy some Sway Sway gear from my store, the hats, the hoodies, different things like that, DM me. I don't want to feel like I'm soliciting money from anyone. So if you want to get any of the stuff, you can DM me. I'll send you the link to the website where you can get it. All right, shalom to you, man. Godspeed. Bless you all. All right, we're going to begin to build a nation. DM me if you want to help with the nation building process. Because I'm in the process now, pretty much. We're going to raise funds, and we're going to get some land now. We ain't got time to wait. We're going to get land now. We're building the wall around that land, and we're going to work now. All right, shalom. Godspeed to you. Most High bless you. I serve the Most High God. I believe Ahai is his name. Yeshai is his son. Whatever you believe the name is. More power to you, brother, as long as we worship in the same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom.